You're listening to a Sonoma County original, The Drive with Steve Jackson, on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
526 on your Monday drive. Kimberly Lopes, we believe Petaluma, although it's a 415 area code on her phone, her cell. Kimberly Lopes, L-O-P-E-S. You've got still a few minutes to call 636-1350 and qualify to win $20,000 in the KSRO Cash Bash. Kimberly Lopes, call 636-1350. The press conference in Missouri will start at 6. We'll cover it completely here. In the meantime, still a lot to talk about. Jesus Guzman from the Grayton Day Labor Center sticking around with us. And it's Justice Gone Wild, our Monday 5 o'clock hour segment with local hotshot attorney Michael Fumara, who's dressed differently today.
Yeah, I mean,
normally
uniform.
A really nice suit and tie, and now he's in jeans and a sweatshirt and a baseball hat.
Well, you forgot to say there's an insignia on my shirt. It's the police for the city of New York. It's the NYPD.
Yeah, and shirt. The hat matches.
Yeah, the hat matches. My brother's part of his attire. That's thought right. I would honor him because I'm going to be watching, I guess, Ferguson Burns tonight, and I want to be there to see it all with my brother's uniform.
You don't think there's any way this cop is going to be indicted? I know I don't. But
it's a possibility he could be indicted. Maybe they just want to get ready for the indictment. I have no idea why they're just anticipating all this time and delaying it until the nighttime. Everyone who's been a commentator said this is extremely bizarre, and they're baffled by why couldn't they announce this when they finally actually made the decision about 10 hours ago or maybe 20 hours ago. You know, it's a secret proceeding, more or less, these jury grand jury proceedings. So I'm not sure what they did.
We talked earlier in the show to Jamie Terabay from Al Jazeera America. She's been covering Ferguson, and she agreed with me that it was bizarre, as you mentioned, Michael, but it was also, seems to me that it kind of gave outside agitators and punks 10 hours to get in their cars or buses or whatever and show up, which stretching it out just seems so ridiculous to me.
It does. I'm surprised that law enforcement would like to or would want to announce, especially the prosecutor, for this to occur during nighttime hours when policing is more difficult. And then there's overtime, of course, too. So the taxpayer is going to have to pay that bill. And there's already been $1 million of overtime for just the city of St. Louis. And that's an adjacent city. This is a suburb, which 2/3 of the population are black. And as you know, that jury, that grand jury, most of them were white. 75%.
I saw the breakdown today.
It's pretty startling, but not surprising.
Jesus, your thoughts?
Well, this is going to have huge ramifications for I think the consciousness of our country, as black and brown communities have been holding steadfast to see what the indictment's going to be, if there's going to be an indictment. I think all communities here are going to be holding steadfast. But I think after what happened here with Andy Lopez and so many shootings and Alex Nieto in San Francisco, here in the Latino community and black community, it's something that we see police violence and police brutality happen on a much more frequent basis, and very little times do we see any sort of justice come from it. So there's a very very much a real skepticism that I think we're experiencing right now, that there's not going to be any sort of indictment. Even though the announcement hasn't been made, I think most of us have come to that conclusion that there isn't going to be an indictment, because too many times we see police brutality and very few times do we see any justice come from it.
Again, Jesus Guzman is with us from the Grayton Day Labor Center. You do a lot of other stuff too. I'm getting the break sign. We'll talk about that and continue on Justice Gone Wild with local attorney Michael Fumara on The Drive.
Now, more of The Drive with Steve Jackson on Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
5:37, your Monday drive. We're going to call a final name for today for the cash bash. You could win $20,000. Marsha Hudson. Marsha Hudson is our next name. You've got 13 minutes, 50 seconds to call 636-1350. And get qualified for the big party in December at the Flamingo, and your chance to win $20,000 in cash. Marsha Hudson. Call right now, 636-1350. Don't miss our new Thursday craft beer segment, Brew Haha, every week. This week brought to you by our friends at Petaluma Hills Brewing Company. And now their tap room is open from 2 in the afternoon till 9 p.m. every day. Petaluma Hills Brewing. They do some amazing work. Old JJJJJJJ. Now open 2 in the afternoon till 9 at night at Petaluma Hills Brewing Company. And where? Petaluma. Did you guys get that? Did you think it was going to be Petaluma?
Yeah. No, Timbuktu.
Timbuktu, yes. They have a brewery there. Tap room closed. Petaluma Hills Brewing in Petaluma. All right, it's our weekly Monday segment in the 5 o'clock hour, Justice Gone Wild with attorney Michael Fumara. Jesus Guzman is still with us from the Grayton Day Labor Center. We've been talking about immigration and the Republicans and Obama. Now we're kind of talking about, as we wait, really, for the 6 o'clock announcement of the decision of the Ferguson grand jury. Michael, legally, let's talk about, and you've talked about this recently, too, obviously, but with the one-year anniversary of the Andy Lopez shooting here locally, what sort of similarities do you see, if any?
There was somebody killed, a family member, a loved one killed, family devastated. There's a community that's been torn apart, the fabric of the community, a lot of doubt, a lot of suspicion, rightfully so. I see a lot of similarities. It happens to be a black family, and here it's a Latino family, minorities who are treated badly, who are oftentimes misunderstood, and who often suffer discrimination in its insidious ways, and oftentimes it's what it is. There's a non-understanding of different cultures, different ways, and there's also a police attitude that perhaps is not the most sensitive, and that's sad. I see those similarities, but I also see great differences, and that's we should have had a grand jury. I think the DA took it upon herself to become the decider of a very important community issue, and it shouldn't have happened that way. It should have been a grand jury proceeding. And also, I don't like the fact that Gail House is back in the community. It shows a complete disrespect for the community, which I don't like. And the other case in St. Louis, where Ferguson, Darren Wilson, is not back on the force. In fact, he may resign. And that's what
he said he's going to retire.
Well, if he retires, that's fine. He just married another police woman. He's in the police family. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but in any event, I'm kind of glad that maybe he'll change careers. Maybe he'll go to law school and look at the Constitution a little bit more. I think that might be a good change. And there are more similarities and differences, but I'm not going to hog the airwaves with that. I would like to know if there's questions out there. People are watching on the news right now, and there's a whole line of National Guards. There's 100 FBI agents there, all at the taxpayer expense, all this money going out. And, you know, we had one mistaken, you know, situation. If we had cameras on the cops' lapels or some sort of surveillance and monitoring 24 hour, we would really have these questions decided quickly. So I think we're heading in the right direction. I think this tragedy has forced us to do that. So that's where I think it's going. And I know that we're all waiting for this decision, and hopefully it's going to be a fair decision.
Jesus, had the, let's look at both cases. The Lopez shooting certainly was right here in our backyard. Similar, although Michael Brown did not hold a toy replica gun at the time of his shooting. But as Michael was saying, there are some similarities. Certainly the obvious ones were a family lost their child. But I'm just wondering, and maybe this is a lame thought, but had the Ferguson thing happened before the Lopez shooting and had dragged out like it has now, and all the rioting in Ferguson, et cetera, and all the a total national story. Certainly the Lopez incident got some national press, but certainly nothing like this, mainly because of the rioting and such that happened back in August. But everyone was so thankful of the way the community handled the Gelhaus situation when Jill Ravitch announced that he would not be charged with anything. Do you think, had we all seen this in Missouri for 3-4 months before the Lopez shooting, that things might have been a little more violent, a little different around here?
Well, it's hard to speculate, but I think the way that our community handled this was one where there was a concerted effort to really raise the voice of a community that had gone unheard for a long time, that continues to go unheard. And the way that this relates to the president's announcement on immigration is that we're constantly looking to bring people that have been marginalized, left on the sidelines of American society, and bring people more into the fold so that our voices can be heard. And so with this recent incident with Andy Lopez and what happened here, I think our folks are constantly looking to continue to bring up these injustices that happen in our community. And if what happened in Ferguson had happened before what happened with Andy Lopez, I'm not necessarily inclined to think that it would have changed, would have been as different as what happened. What's going on in Ferguson is in a community where it's predominantly, as Michael mentioned earlier, it's predominantly African American. The city council is mostly white, so is the police force, and there are many injustices that have been going on there for a very, very long time. And what was going on here in Sonoma County, we saw a very different kind of coalition of folks coming together to raise the voices of our community. So, and bringing together these coalitions of folks, I think our community continuing to find our voice and raising our voice when it comes to these injustices, whether it's police brutality or whether it's deportations that are happening. I think we're bringing together, we've been organizing over the years to find our voice and continue to raise our voice. And I think we did it in a way where we haven't seen the same kind of clashes between the police and protesters in Ferguson. I think the one thing I do want to mention that I saw earlier today that really stood out was that there's a lot of speculation in the media about the way that the crowds are going to respond to this, and folks thinking it's going to be really violent, that there's going to be a whole lot of mayhem that's going on from the protesters. We have to remember the fact that this incident came about because the way that right now we're the belief is that Darren Wilson shot an unarmed young man, and that was an incident that is an incident of police brutality. We haven't looked at the way the police is going to respond, because again, that was the big question after the shocking part was the way the police was responding to the protesters. So as much as we can call for peace and orderly assembly from protesters after the fact, I think we need to ask that of the law enforcement as well there in Ferguson, to really do what they're supposed to be doing and not react in a violent way against the protesters.
Jesus Guzman is with us, our friend from Grayton Day Labor Center. And of course, this is Justice Gone Wild with the local big-time attorney, Michael Fiumara. Mike's telling me CNN has speculated no indictment will come down, but that's speculation. Michael Fiumara, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon earlier declared a state of emergency, activated the National Guard last week in anticipation of what may happen tonight after 6 o'clock our time. The FBI also, as you pointed out, it sent about 100 agents to the area. Is that coupled with the all-day, 10-hour, however long it's been, gap here between the fact that they announced that a decision has been made in the time, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 our time, that they're going to announce it, does that all seem like in some ways sort of daring people to... I mean, they're giving them so much time. They're announcing last week that it's a state of emergency before anything has happened, and the National Guard's ready to go.
It's like they're being irresponsible, overreacting. It's almost like setting it up for confrontation. I mean, the agitators are going to come from around the country. In fact, they said there was a Black Panther organization that they discovered there were some explosives that they had, and they brought that up. And it's almost like they're making this into a Kinder box so that they can justify maybe jailing or shooting others. I don't know what to say
about
it.
Bring out the tanks.
Right, bring out the tanks.
They seem to love to use.
Yeah, they get that from the surplus United States Air Force and Army and all the rest of the places. You know, Stevie Wonder had something to say. You know, he's the great legend, the legendary black vocalist who said, listen, everyone has to be accountable for the guns that they carry, whether it be the citizens or the law. And he said, I think that we have to be more responsible for the people that we hire for those jobs. And I agree with that so much. It's hiring the police and the law enforcement people. They have to have a certain caliber, a certain way to deal with a confrontation instead of escalating all the time. Because remember, their responsibility, he says, is to serve and protect, not to kill and get off. Well, maybe he's anticipating that they're going to get off, or this man who, you know, shot the unarmed black 18-year-old is going to get off. But if the jury, the grand jury, would have actually indicted him, it doesn't mean he's guilty. It means that there's another trial. There's going to be another jury that's going to assemble for the actual trial. A lot of people don't understand this dual system that we have. Our government and our judicial system is sort of secretive in a way, just like the secret courts are with the military style that we don't hear about in our constitutional law classes. We never learn that. So I'm just saying that it's something that we need to really focus in on in this county. And one thing I wanted to say about the Latino community, many Latinos were afraid to go and protest because many of them are not citizens yet, and they're afraid that once they stir something up or rock the boat, they're going to be deported. There's still that fear. But now Obama's changing that a bit. So maybe if Obama would have come out with this before, our riots would have been perhaps a little bit more, or I should say free speech discourse would have been a little more active, and there may have been riots. Who knows? It's hard to say what the outcome would have been before or after.
Is Martha still hanging? Oh. Well, she's been hanging quite a while. She we'll take a detour from the Ferguson thing as we await the announcement. Supposed to happen right at 6. You'll hear it here on KSRO. But Martha in Santa Rosa has a legal question for our attorney, Michael Fumara. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Martha.
Hi there. Good evening, Mr. Fumara.
Good evening, Martha. It's nice that you're giving us a call. Maybe I can answer a question or two.
Okay. I'm really concerned about government going wild. You know, in the past, I was a client of yours in the past, and you really helped me out to get out of a situation that government was really going after me to tear my home down and to destroy me. As a woman of color, I guess that's to be expected when we have government employees that see color. And you know it's wrong, just like police officers or any other situation. When you're in a position to help the public, you shouldn't see color. However, this evening I'd like to ask you a question about land and a burden on a land. Can it ever be removed? Once government ties up your land with a document saying there's a burden on the land, you can't do nothing. You can't build a pump house. You can't build a dog house without government coming after you. So please, can you tell me, can this burden be taken off of a piece of property?
Well, you have a good property issue question, and it's one in which, from what I understand, it was a burden placed on your property based upon a city council decision, and there was LAFCO involvement, and it was done in a very unfair manner. I remember when we went into the archives and found some derogatory remarks, because it was your husband who apparently came back from the Alaska pipeline job that he had some money, bought a home in a neighborhood where the white folk just didn't like him, and carried over with the city people and the city officials. And I remember having to deal with a really good council for the county who actually was able at the end to see through that, and we were able to get you some relief. But you're telling me that relief that we had gotten for you so many years ago is apparently a renewed problem right now? Is that what you're saying? Because it's surprising.
Yes. It'll always be a problem, because as soon as I do anything within the county, they're here to step on my toes, period. You know, wow. And I don't like the problems from the past coming up in the future.
You know how many years ago this was? This was the early 90s when I was a baby attorney. Isn't that right? When I went to city council for you and they yelled at me and said I was using the political and the race card. Is this the same party?
It sure is,
wow.
Michael.
I can't believe you called. Well, I appreciate your call. I think it would be great to have you come in and meet with our team of attorneys because this is a complex legal land use and property issue, and I work collaboratively with quite a few firms in the area, and there's nothing that we're afraid of, and we would be happy to confront whatever problem or obstacle there is. I like the impossible cases, and I remember your case very well because it's one I take a lot of pride in. Sorry to hear that they're giving you more trouble. Sorry about
that. Martha, get a hold of Michael at his office. Thank you for the call. We got to move forward. All right, we're, 7 minutes away if they get it going on time, which is probably unlikely. They're going to announce the decision. Mike mentioned, and I mentioned on the air, that CNN was speculating, and apparently it was Don Lemon, who I don't have a lot of respect for. He's probably one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. That's just my gut feeling, but I don't think he should be on CNN personally. He's done this before when the Malaysian plane went down. He was one of the worst. You know, he's the one with the little models of the planes and talking about terrestrials from another planet. And I mean, I'm sure, again, if you're a Don Lemon fan, I'm sorry. I think he's probably just a total sweetheart, but he shouldn't be on CNN. And he was speculating. And now Jeffrey Toobin on one of the panels on CNN is giving Don Lemon what for speculating 7 minutes before this thing is announced. That is not good journalism. And so with that in mind, let me speculate. Actually, I already did. I said I don't think they're going to find him guilty, but that was an opinion, not a speculation.
This is not the Academy Awards. I feel like we're all like trying to speculate and pull up a hat, a number, or whatever, but it's something more serious.
And with that in mind, let's go to the envelope that's been on Funkin' Waggle's porch since noon yesterday. And we'll open this up and...
You can't read your writing.
No, I can't. Sorry. No, it's Mike's writing. I can never read that. It's Justice Gone Wild with attorney Michael Fiumara. Our friend Jesus Guzman is sticking around, and we got to check traffic one more time on The Drive.
With your rush hour traffic update on The Drive, here's Michael Green in the KSRO Traffic Center.
Okay, you guys have a great rest of your night. Two accidents that we've been talking about here. Southbound Llano Road, south of Highway 12, that's an overturned vehicle. A tow truck is on the way. Look for a blockage and some lane restrictions there. Likewise, slow going on westbound Highway 12, leading out to a crash involving a car that ran off the roadway before Stony Point Road. Everybody's slowing down to get a look, and that's why it's a bit slower than usual there from Highway 101. South 101, sluggish there, just south of River Road, and we'll call that stretches down to Corby. Northbound, your Todd to Baker slow pattern is in play, and a stall, perhaps. We never figured out exactly what it was, but whatever it was, it's gone now. South 101, just before the Rohnert Park Expressway. We're not seeing any corresponding slow traffic there as a result. Hurry into the BMW Happier Holiday event and get 0.9% APR on many 2011 and 2012 certified pre-owned BMW models. See your Bay Area BMW Center today for details or visit BayAreaBMW.com. And that's your drive traffic. I'm Michael Green in the KSRO Traffic Center.
It was the Malaysia plane when I lost my respect for Don Lemon. Other than that, again, I'm sure he's one of the nicest guys on the planet. No speculating, CNN. We're down to 4 minutes before the scheduled start of the press conference that we have no idea how long it's going to last, but we're going to run it here on KSRO. They're going to make the announcement from Ferguson, Missouri. The grand jury has made their decision. That was hours and hours ago. We've been talking about that with Jesus Guzman and Michael Fiumara, our great local attorney. Justice Gone Wild is the name of the segment. Any other thoughts? We only have a few minutes, but...
No, I'm thinking that if there are riots, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy with all this anticipation,
right.
With the crowds gathering, more and more momentum, the press is taking photographs and video, and there's chanting, and there's signage. But one good sign, and I really want to point this out to the readers and those who are out there in the audience, is that two white men were holding a huge sign that said Black Lives Matters. And I thought that was a positive message. And that was on, I think, the Huffington Post. I try to read that because that's such a conservative segment of the population that I just have to get a different perspective. I thought that was really nice to see that. People of all colors, shapes, forms, and socioeconomic groups have come to this town, which is two-thirds or three-quarters black, and support the community there. And we had that here in beautiful Sonoma County. We had people from Oakland, from all around, and Mr. Guzman will say that because he was there at lots of the demonstrations. I happened to be away at the time when they were really at the height of those demonstrations, when we surrounded the courthouse, the great place of justice here in Sonoma County, to just protest our, right to free speech. That was almost stopped by Judge Chateau, but then he reversed himself on that, which was good. So you see, we're all redeemable.
We're just getting word the statement in Missouri will last approximately 20 minutes, and there will be questions, so the press is all drooling and hanging out there waiting. The yapping news hounds, as we used to call them.
I thought of calling them something else. Cat calls.
If you don't mind, Michael, let me just quickly ask Jesus something about the Great and Day Labor Center. How can people help besides going by and... the website, people want to say, I need some day labor, and I want, some people may be nervous on the first time, thinking they're going to screw something up, or maybe, pay too little or too much, I don't know.
Yeah, folks can give us a call at 707-829-1864. We're located in downtown Grayton, which is about a block or two.
Beautiful downtown Grayton.
And so we're right off the main drag there on 2981 Bowen Street. We're open 7 days a week. We will be closed for the holidays this Thursday and Friday.
What are the hours? I mean, is it like... Must be early in the morning.
We open up early. We're early bird risers. We open the center up at 6:30 a.m. And folks can give us a call to schedule a helping hand around the house. The workers do an assortment of different kind of work. It could be gardening, landscaping, different sort of painting, or helping clean up around the house. Also have folks that come there and are looking to do house cleaning or. And so whatever's needed around the house, give us a call, and we'll help arrange the details and find a trusted helping hand for you.
I was moving many years ago, and I went by there to get some help, and the greatest three people I've ever dealt with in a situation like that. I mean, and I had movers dealing at the same time, and they were total idiots, and everyone from Grayton was like, helping out, making the movers not look quite like idiots, and they went way above and beyond. It was really sweet. It was really cool.
Cool. So if anybody needs a hand, if you're moving, like Steve did, or have some things for the holidays.
My Christmas lights, they have to be put up on that house of mine, and I don't feel like going up on a ladder and getting either shot at or falling off a worker's comp claim
you
against myself.
You live in Fountain Grove, for God's sakes. Who's got...
It's
bah, humbug! Fumara, boom!
Well, there are no lights around, so I can't see what I'm
dark.
Doing. The street lights are all turned off because the city is just bankrupting
exactly.
their minds,
we have
I
no
guess.
Money.
There are a lot of folks purchasing things here for Black Friday. So if you need a hand putting that together or installing it, I know a lot of folks are going to be doing some shopping on this week as well. So,
all right, cool.
Putting up the Christmas lights as well. Absolutely.
The Grayton Day Labor Center, Jesus Guzman. Always good to see you, buddy.
Likewise.
And always great to see every Monday in the 5 o'clock hour, Michael Fumara. It's presented by the Fumara Law Firm. Justice Gone Wild. And, besides you, you've got a group of the best attorneys in the area.
We're five altogether so far, and
you
we're
guys
expanding.
Are
we're
always
looking
kicking
at someone
ass.
Who left another law firm, and he's good, and we're trying to get him on board, too. It's more about collaboration, serving the people in this community, and serving them well.
Right
and we're going home now to watch the rest of the Ferguson burning. I mean, the Ferguson incident or speech.
Now, they're showing the room. There's no one in there. What is this? Looks like a schoolroom. Oh, it's
a courtroom.
Yes. kind of a, well, anyway. Apparently, we're not seeing anyone in there, but apparently the press is in there somewhere. But this will be live on KSRO. In fact, what do you want to do, Mike? Should we just go to it? Mm-hmm. All right. Again, thanks to Jesus Guzman and Michael Fumara. Michael, we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
All right. Here we go.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, Santa Rosa, Petaluma, Rohnert Park, at 1350 AM and the new FM 103.5.